Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Rising out of the trees is Temple Idris, except now the stump is covered in flowers and greenery. So what brings you back to us, O Prophet?
I need to convince everyone else on this continent that they need to follow the goddess of the moon.
It's important that you clear your mind and you channel the goddess Loxin, and then the vision will appear before you. Focus.
Focus.
Calm your mind.
Oh, calm my mind.
Think good thoughts. It's good. As if you're still connected to Morrigu.
I'm absolutely still connected to Morrigu. I'm never going to be able to get rid of Morrigu.
And in front of you, the water flashes and fills with a scene. You see Darcy and Egerton, and they are on a battlefield.
Well, that didn't go too well.
We held the riverbank. We've done our job.
Awaiting orders.
Yes, I'm getting to it.
You see all of the knights marching through what appears to be a gateway of blackness. We're signing the retreat. As you probably noticed, the story verse is beginning to collapse.
And we're stuck here.
It'll be a normal mission. We have taken out most, if not all, of the shattering from this world. It might be a little disorienting, but it's in collapse, so it will reboot very quickly.
Not again.
Darcy, what if we find the shattering in this storyverse, and rather than take it back to Moira, we take it to Selene and trade it for Blatt?
Wait, first of all, I don't think we find the shattering. We conquer the shattering, and we find an artifact of the shattering.
Same thing.
Okay, you want to wrangle with Selene?
No. I want to give her a thing so she'll give us a thing, and then no wrangling.
That's wrangling. Trust me. We're going to be wrangling.
Well, maybe you do the wrangling. I'll do the trading.
Now, listen. I will say I'm a little freaked out by Moira right now. Doesn't she seem kind of weird and off balance and surrounded by big night things that I have no idea where they came from?
I did notice the big night things, yes.
Yes. You named them.
Yeah. Well, everybody needs a name.
Also, she did leave us alone in this rebooted universe. Tiger face again. Tiger face, tiger face. That's better.
Okay.
Okay, good.
There's a flash of light. You guys are floating in a very familiar void emptiness.
Come on!
All right, let's start again. 99 bottles of meat on the wall. 99 bottles of mead. I take it down and drink it alone in the void. I can't do it again. I can't do it again.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
We were rebooting, weren't we?
Or maybe this is the reboot.
Oh, no.
And there's another flash as existence comes back around you like a bubble popping up. And your ears are ringing and you're standing on a road. There's grass off to the sides, a few sparse trees, and the road leads up to basically a hill ahead of you.
Phew.
Why didn't we do that last time?
Because I don't think we had the option last time. We needed Blatt to get us out of there, but don't tell him I said that.
We do need to get him back, and I think my plan is the best plan so far because it's the only plan. So let's go find the shattering.
Or its artifact.
Or it's, you know, semantics don't help at a time like this. I'm the general. I'm setting the direction and tone of our adventure.
Okay, are we going to walk up this hill?
You walk up the hill and let me know what's up there. And if it's worthwhile, I will then come. Otherwise, I will stay here on the flat road.
No, you're leading. You're the general. You're going ahead of me.
Fine.
Up the hill.
Let's go up the hill.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Episode 18, Going Downhill.
As you start to head up this hill on the road, it starts to sort of swing back and forth a little and become a path. And the hill's a little taller than you thought as from further away. And about halfway up, you see what looks like a young woman seated on the side of the road in the grass, and she's picking at some flowers. And she appears to have short blonde hair and wearing a simple floral print tunic and pretty normal pants and sandals from this distance. And that's what you see. What do you guys want to do?
Let's go talk to her.
You go ahead, General.
Okay, I will lead the way. Follow in my footsteps and record these happenings for the history books.
Right. Okay, I'll follow in your footsteps.
Okay. Your feet are bigger than mine, though, so.
I think that's unlikely.
Well, you're, like, almost twice as tall as me.
Hey, I like to pride myself on my small feet.
Well, you know, my feet are kind of wide. I think they've gotten a little wider as I've gotten a little older.
Just talk to the lady.
Loves me not.
Hello there, fellow adventurer. My name is Egerton, the fairy, and I am a general in, what's the name of our thing? Well, no one told us.
Hi, this is Egerton.
I am Egerton, the general of the armies of good things and waiting and patience.
She stands up and steps behind a bucket that was down on the ground beside where she was sitting.
I like your bucket.
You like my... You're a general? Like, from an army?
Well, I... Yeah, sorta.
Hi, I'm Darcy. What's your name?
Sorry, my name's Jill.
Oh, and you have a bucket. Isn't that interesting, Jill? So where's Jack?
Jacqueline? You know Jacqueline?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Who's Jacqueline? What's going on?
You know, that old story? Jacqueline and Jill? They go up the hill?
Why? What's at the top of the hill?
I think
you guys are freaking me out a little bit. I'm just gonna, like, step over here, and you guys can just pass.
No, sorry. We don't mean to freak you out. Hey, so what are you doing out here? Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Just waiting for my friend. I'm just working.
Are those pleather curds?
Yes, I was having some pleather curds.
Oh, and do you have whey to go with it?
No, I just have pleather curds.
Oh, that's too bad. I heard those two things go great together.
No, that's wrong. That's not the right one.
That's what?
Hey, is your friend okay? What happened to your friend?
Why do you think something happened to her friend?
Yeah, what happened to Jacqueline?
Did you do something to Jacqueline?
Oh my God!
Oh no, we gotta go find Jacqueline.
Okay.
What did Darcy do?
Oh, Jacqueline was gonna meet me here.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Geez. Calm down, you two.
Oh,
calm
no.
down, General. Calm down. Oh, yeah. Take it down. You just said you were waiting. Where are they?
Jacqueline has to travel from a long way, so I'm just waiting here until Jacqueline gets here. But I'm not sure why I'm telling you all this. I don't really know you two, and you look nice.
Why, thank you.
But if you're traveling to Wayward, it's just over. If you keep going over the hill, you'll reach Wayward.
Well, maybe we should go to Wayward. Is that your capital city here?
Oh, capital? No, it's my village. I'm heading there after I get some water, and well, I thought I might see Jacqueline.
Is Jacqueline coming from Wayward or going to Wayward?
No, Jacqueline's coming from farther, which is the way you came from.
Oh.
We came from farther?
Well, it's the next village on that road you were walking on.
Feels like your map designers kind of took the easy road on that one. So tell us about Wayward.
You guys aren't from here, are you?
Well, I'm from this place that you may or may not have heard of.
No, we're not. We're visiting.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I was just going to head up and get some water at the well, and you're welcome to travel with me up the hill.
Sure, we'll go up the hill with you to get some water.
Yes, we will get water up the hill from where water originates.
It's just water.
Yes, just water.
I know. Okay. Yeah, we'll follow you up there. Let's go.
Okay. So she starts walking up the road with you two, just sort of humming to herself and kicking at the pebbles in the road. And every once in a while, you see her turn and look back the way you guys came from, just checking the road. And then...
So I take Egerton aside. We walk a little behind Jill, and I say, Egerton, if Jacqueline was where we were, do you not remember there was a huge battle where we were?
Yes, but then everything got reset.
Yep, but do you think Jacqueline would get reset? What if they were hurt?
Well, we got reset, sort of, I think.
I know, but nothing happened to us in the battle. Remember, we got through it.
Yeah, but that's only because of my bravery.
Yes, yes, definitely your bravery and the three huge night things that were there to crush everything in their path. That might have had something to do with it, too.
I was very good at generaling them.
And you both almost walk into Jill, who has stopped moving.
Oh, hi, hi.
Oh, sorry about
that. Hi, Jill. How's things? Long time, no see.
Are you okay, Jill?
Hi, Jill.
Jill?
Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Jill's head turns almost not as a part of her body, and you see dark black eyes.
Shattering!
Found it. Shattering. I'm stepping back. I'm moving away from Jill.
And her body then follows when her head hits the limit of its movement. Her body then follows until...
The shattering's not very good at humanoid physiology.
Egerton, I don't think that's what's important right now. Well, we're in trouble.
We're not in trouble. It's
Jill?
Just the shattering. What's
Jill,
the worst that
are you
happen?
Still in there?
Jill.
Oh, no.
No. There is no Jill in here. Oh, wait. There is. Crying little thing.
Listen, you let that poor girl alone. You hear me? You release her.
Huh. Says who?
Says Darcy.
And Jill takes a quick step forward.
Darcy! We've met before, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we have.
And Jill steps back a little and turns to face back the way you came.
And now you bring war.
Well, I don't know that we brought it.
No, we were there, but kind of the war had already started when we got there. So really, at most, you could say we follow war, but we definitely don't bring war. I wouldn't say I'm a war bringer or monger or anything. Maybe a war follower. Or a war seconder.
Okay, all right, Egerton.
Yeah.
We are here to make sure that people like you aren't taking over. That's why we're here.
Yeah, we are going to set the record straight.
I really wish we had Blatt's bazooka right now.
I see. So, to stop me, you're going to march on entire worlds and massacre everyone in them.
That wasn't my plan.
What do you mean by massacre?
Jill's body slowly turns and her head angles down till she's gazing at Egerton.
That's unsettling.
Massacre is to destroy everything living in this storyverse, this world, until it resets.
What would that achieve?
It's your plan.
Well, as I said, it's not really our plan. We're cogs, I'd say. I mean, I'm a general cog. I'm the bigger cog of the
general.
Two. Yes. But you know, not that important of a general now that you're asking. More of like a second tier general. Like I do craft services for the soldiers. That's my division. We held a river, but there was just a walking fish named Trevor. And I tried telling the soldiers to go and do things, but they kept saying, oh, well, give us orders. And I tried giving them orders, but they always
seemed to... We didn't massacre anyone.
Yeah,
we fought against the Shattering. We fought evil. That's what we did.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, I'm evil, am I?
Well, yes.
I feel like the whole twisty head black eye thing kind of is a go-to evil move. I mean, if you showed up with peanut butter sandwiches and high fives, we probably wouldn't think you're evil. Why are you looking at me like that?
War makes strange bedfellows, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I have had to sleep with Egerton the past few nights in the...
Okay, I thought we weren't going to talk...
Well,
you know,
it's a bit stinky in there, I have to admit.
Yeah, I... No, I mean, someone's got...
Too much craft services, Egerton. Too much craft services.
I can't help it. My body produces extra gas when I eat field rations, but Moyer wouldn't let me bring a kitchen or a campfire.
Okay, maybe this is not the place for this. Listen, when you possess other people's bodies, that is generally the indication of someone evil, because I'm sure Jill doesn't want you in there. Huh? She doesn't want to have those black eyes and the twisty head going on.
You're right. She doesn't. I'm fighting for my very existence.
Well, what...
I am not the one trying to eliminate an entire species from existence.
Which species would that be?
Me.
I thought you were like an individual.
No.
I feel that we may not have been given proper lessons on the Shattering. So here's... Okay. Darcy, why don't you tell the Shattering... three things that you know about the Shattering.
I know that you're evil. We've definitely been told
that's
that.
That's one. Yeah, definitely.
And your name, the Shattering, that in its essence means you're splitting universes apart and destroying things.
Yep.
I mean, you know, when you shatter a teacup, it's not very useful anymore.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah, and who wants to shatter a teacup? Nobody. Everyone likes teacups.
I do like teacups and tea. And third... that black eye thing is very disturbing. Nobody likes that.
Again, if you showed up with golden eyes and high fives, we wouldn't think you're evil.
Rainbows and unicorns. Read the room. Read
yes.
the field. Read what's going on here.
I hear these notes, and I will take these notes.
All right. That's reasonable. That's surprisingly
But a
reasonable.
World without breakage, a world without entropy, cannot exist. A world without death, a world without... any change. That is my role in this world. All worlds. Energy must go somewhere.
Aren't you trying to end time? Like all of it? Because that feels like more than a couple of teacups.
No.
And Jill starts to advance on you, Egerton.
No.
Oh, really?
Safe space here. Let's follow the rules.
This feels evil. This is feeling evil.
She has you believing I ended time.
Well, you are the Shattering, and time ended, and that kind of feels like the thing the Shattering would do.
Jill's face gets very close to yours.
I'm uncomfortable
Why?
With this.
Hey, creepy Jill over here.
Yeah, look at her. She's big and tough. Look
Ask
at her.
Moira who created and detonated the bomb. Why don't you?
There was a bomb?
Oh, yes.
Creepy Jill, does the name...
Yes, Darcy.
Ananka mean anything to you?
No.
Wow. I thought that maybe Ananka did the bomb. You know, Egerton, because Moira said Ananka did something, right?
Maybe.
Tell you what. Seeing as you have massacred all
like
of my people here, I will give you this world.
That's nice of you.
Yes. I will take but one small artifact from it.
Actually, we need that artifact to get our friend back.
Which artifact do you need?
The one that we're gonna find here, because we're real good artifact finders.
Well, why don't you name the artifact you want?
That one that you want. That's
yeah,
the one we want.
Ha! Funny how that works out sometimes. So if you could just let us know where you put that object and maybe describe it, because
we
can
have the bucket.
Oh, it's the bucket.
It's the bucket.
I thought
it's
it was
right
a nice
here.
Bucket.
That's easy.
All right. So, okay, we'll take the bucket and...
Perfect. And I'll take this.
What's this?
What's that?
And the black eyes disappear and you see Jill sort of shaking her head like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, what happened? What have you done to me?
Nothing?
We didn't do anything, but an evil presence did take over your mind for
a
minute.
She starts to grasp at the air around her. What's happening? What's happening? What? Make it stop! Make it stop! Ah! She just disappears.
Holy crackers!
But we do have the bucket.
So your religion is working for you. Excellent. So... yes, I see. It all does seem to be working out for you. You don't like the... Right, excellent point. It is a lovely temple that you have. The moon? That's of no interest. No, right, yes, of course. No moon there. So, No, that's really fine. I can't stay to eat or be eaten or whatever you're asking. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave you folks alone. Okay, all right. Good luck with everything. Bye-bye. So, let's see. That is... 54 no's, 1 yes, no Pete-mas. Lord, I am bad at this, but I... Oh, wait. Oh, of course, I forgot all about this special letter that was in my vampire pants. Let's see. Ahem. Prophecy of the Fallen as spouted by the Oracle of Idris. Oh, this is quite interesting. The Ancient One stirs beneath the land, for Morrigu has given to him her hand. Oh. To rule the kingdom that shall never be, against them stands but the three. Oh, that sounds like it might be important. One must rise to beguile the gods. The beast within will soon be seen. Another brings the great tree down as death claims the final clown. Now, that's a bit oddly written. The last stanza. When the three stand on fields bled blue, and heaven splits the sky in two, one shall rise to claim his throne, and the earth shall be overthrown? Oh, let's get rid of that. My heavens, earth shall be overthrown. Well, I'm no interest in overthrowing the earth. Wait a second. If I still have Morrigu inside me, and I could use that to possibly fight against Selene? And then I wouldn't have to do this anymore? Let's see. What's up next? Let's see. In about a day and a half of walking, I'm going to come across a church where they worship facial tissues. Oh, I can't do this anymore. It's the stupidest thing. That's it.
Oh, excuse me, young man.
Yes, hello?
Would you mind opening the door to my hut here? I've just got all these groceries.
Oh, your hut? Do you live nearby this temple here?
Oh, yes, the swamp people, yes. They're quite lovely. A little stinky.
Well, you just don't appear to be a swamp person.
Oh, no. Oh, I've been around. If you just wouldn't mind opening the door.
Well, all right. Here you are. Your door is open.
Oh, thank you so kindly. Oh, please just come on in. Come in. Close the door behind you. I'll just set these
all right.
Down.
Okay.
Take the lid off my cauldron and... Oh, you're good at cutting carrots here.
Well, I'm not bad, I suppose. I'll cut some carrots for you.
What's a young man like you doing in the swamps?
Well, I have a job, you see, where I have to try to convince people to give up their religious way of life.
It's a horrible job.
Yeah, it's quite terrible. And the funny thing is, I'm quite bad at it. I can't convince anybody.
It doesn't sound easy.
No, I'm enslaved, you see, by a goddess. Selene, the goddess of the moon.
Oh, yes, Selene. Now, difficult, difficult goddess. Difficult energy.
So how much carrots do you want in here, anyway?
Oh, that's good, that's good. Here, work on the onions.
Onions, very good. You don't want it to be too carrot heavy. All right, onions. So, do you worship the same god as the swamp people? What, who do the swamp people worship?
Oh, no, I don't worship the swamp people's gods. I'm just an old woman. I work in the old arts.
The old arts?
Yes.
I see.
Now, if you just climb into the cauldron.
Climb into the cauldron.
It's nice and warm.
It is quite warm in here. Yes, so yes. Do I distribute the onions around evenly?
Yes, just put them in with you.
Excellent, excellent.
Oh, that's good.
Now, when you say that you worship the old arts,
yes.
I notice that you're preparing food with a cauldron. Now, I'm sorry if this is an outdated term and I don't
mean...
Oh,
let me just shift you a little there.
Oh, all
good.
Right.
Oh, gotta stir it. Don't want it to stick.
Well, I'll just use my leg here. If I swish
good.
It around, that'll stir.
Oh, perfect.
Now, I don't mean to use an outdated term that may offend, but the old arts, would that make you some sort of a... witch?
Oh, we don't use our term anymore.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
It's okay.
I knew I was being offensive. I'm
sorry. I'm the mistress of the dark arts.
Mistress of the dark arts. Well, that sounds very foreboding.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. So, that's it for vegetables? Just carrots and onions?
Oh, you know, I don't want to set off my stomach.
Oh, very good. I see. So, it just seems like it's lacking a main ingredient.
No, you just keep sitting in there. Everything will be fine.
All right.
Yes. Here, you can stir yourself. Here, hold this.
Oh, the spoon. Well, all right, I'll use that instead of my leg. I was getting tired of kicking. Mistress of the old arts. So, what do you get up to with all this mistressing and old arting?
Oh, I just sniff it out.
Sniff it out.
The keen old nose still to this day. Find the next one.
The next one, yes. Oh, wait a sec. You don't believe that it's your life's mission to find some sort of chosen one, is it?
Oh, no. Nothing but that. Nothing like that. No,
thank
goodness. Oh, no.
I had a group that swore up and down that I was the chosen one of their religion, and that didn't work out very well at all. Now
I'm just
going to
sniff you a little. Hold on.
Thank you. I do smell quite good. I was able to take a bath a few days ago.
I'm just going
to
anoint your eyebrows with this dark ointment here.
Oh, well, that's getting a little personal.
Yes, no, that's good, yes. A little on your nose.
Well, this looks like it's about done, and I am getting quite wet. I wasn't a big fan of this outfit, but I do appear to be soiling it, and it's the oldest one I have.
Oh, yes, let's take that off. Here, I'll take it from you.
Oh.
Stay in there. No, just pull it off.
Oh, all right.
Yes, much better.
It's a vampire outfit. Oh. Don't worry. I'm not really a vampire.
Oh, I know a vampire at 1,000 bases.
Oh,
horrible, stinky fellows.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. The vampires. It's so depressing.
Living forever, their breath. They really should do something about that.
Oh, Lord in heaven, yes. A blood-based diet's just going to give you the terrible stinky breath.
Speaking of blood.
Yes.
We're going to need a little of yours.
Excuse me?
Dark one.
I'm sorry?
We're just going to need a little of your blood.
I'm sorry, one more time. You're going to need a little of my...
Yes. There, we're done. That was fast, wasn't it? Yes, here we go. Just collect it. Yes. Oh, good, good.
Look, I don't mean to question your diet, but are you putting my blood into your cauldron stew?
No, it's not a stew.
Well, it's got carrots and onions in it.
This is a raising.
A raising? Lord, I think I have a good vocabulary, and everyone just keeps using these terms that I'm not familiar with. A raising?
I believe outside you're about to make a proclamation.
now would be a good time to continue.
Right, very good. Well, it's a long story, but it seems I have an old dark character living within me.
Say her name.
What was that? The name was Mora.
Yes,
Mora. Goo.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, that hurts.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I got a few really cool, super awesome announcements, and then I promise to get you back to find out what Blatt is doing, because at this point, I don't even know what he's doing. Okay, first off, I was supposed to announce this a number of weeks ago. We have created a new Facebook group on Facebook. That's where Facebook groups normally are. And it's called the Reckless Play Guild. And it's really cool because it's really active and it's not just the End of Time and Other Bothers. Four different live plays have come together. So we've got the Lucky Die. We've got Dark Dice. We have Dungeons and Dragons and us all there. And we're doing some super fun things there. So give it a search. The Reckless Play Guild. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. Click the link to join. We'll get you approved in there right away. Speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, they just released a new episode, and it's sort of special because I'm in it, as is Travis from The White Vault and Liberty and all those shows. So it was a super fun time. We were at PodCon. I got up at 6 a.m. in the morning and trudged down to Pike Place and met up with Russ and the gang. And I have to say, I love Dungeons & Dragons. They are such an amazing crew and cast and just all around great people. And the show is super fun. And I got to play Sneggle, who I believe now is a level 14 sorcerer. Not sure if that's canon yet, but check it out. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's called, the episode is PodCon 2 Bonus Episode 1, When Portals Collide and Birds Fight Back. So that was super fun. Please give it a listen. Follow them. I love them so much, and it was, again, just an honor to be there. Last thing before I get you back, we're going to be at PodFast? We're going to be podfasting for the month of March. We're going to be at PodFest Expo. I'll get it right some point. March 7th to 9th. It's in Orlando. You really don't need to know what it's called. You just need to know it's in Orlando, March 7th through March 9th. I'm going to be there. It's, I think, our first year having a full audio fiction track. We're going to have representatives from Marsfall, from The White Vault, from Girl in Space, a whole lot of other shows. So come on down. Say hi if you're in the area. I will try and bring a few special things down. So if you do spot me, say hi. I'll hit you up with something. And that's about it. Without further ado, let's get you back and let's all find out what in bejesus Blatt is up to. Okay, welcome everyone to orientation. Let me just close the door, sit down. Oh, look at you. Wonderful. Three new knights for our regiment. Please hold questions. I will ask questions. Okay, so here's slide one. Welcome to the Nexus.
Nexus does not compute.
Oh, right. I don't think you've gotten your programming yet. Right. So the Nexus is just where you live, and we're going to fight the Shattering. Yes. So let's go to slide two. This is about brains of people who work here are not to be eaten.
Eat brains.
Always eat brains.
No.
Sometimes eat brains.
No. Oh, no, there are certain brains.
Often eat brains.
No, there are certain brains we don't eat.
Eat some brains, not all brains.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, I think you might be a lieutenant in training.
Eat his brain?
Yeah, sure.
Eat my brain.
No, not that. No, we need your brain. What's
we
left of it?
Eat salt.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to the final slide.
I ate final slide.
Oh, yes. Well,
I guess we didn't really need it. You're all looking at me for like, I think I'll go now. You're all great. You've all passed. Welcome. Yeah, no, okay. You can just...
Juicy brain.
No. Otherbothers.com.
Yes, go to otherbothers.com quickly and click on the link to Patreon, fill out the fields, and then, oh, God, get away!
$10 monthly gets you brain.
Can we say that legally?
Void where prohibited.
And we cut back to standing on a road leading up on a hill to a somewhat confused looking small flightless fairy and a human looking Darcy.
So what you're saying is that the bucket was the artifact and the shattering took Jill?
I think that's what happened. I mean, I think it's offensive for a human being to be considered an artifact, but somehow that's what the shattering seemed to do and just take her like she was some kind of object.
What do you think the shattering meant with all that stuff about Moira and lying and not, you know, being the one responsible for the end of time? Because it feels like that's in contradiction to most of what we've been told.
I have to tell you, it makes me a little worried.
You hear a whistling coming from the direction you came from. So heading towards the clearing in the hill.
I hear, oh, no. It's Jacqueline.
Well, maybe it's just some other person going up a hill.
To fetch a pail of water?
Yeah, or curds and whey, you know, whatever they're in the mood for.
Brother, read your storybooks. All right, come on, let's meet whoever this is.
Okay, let's go. Wait, don't forget the bucket.
I'll hold on to it. All right, let's go.
You see a figure approaching wearing a simple cloak of brown wool, a tunic and pants and heavy boots. You catch a round and happy face as someone is whistling with flashing green eyes as they get closer and carrying a bucket and sort of swinging it merrily and heading towards you both.
Do you think that's Jacqueline?
Yes, 100%. Okay. 100% Jacqueline.
You go break the news to her.
What?
I'll wait here.
No.
And watch our six.
What? I'm supposed to break the news that, hey, your best friend Jill just disappeared and was taken by the Lord of Darkness.
I don't think they're best friends, Darcy, but that's okay. Maybe we can, redefine the strategy after you tell her. And I'll just hang out here with the bucket.
Hello, excuse me.
The figure is spinning around like attacking someone with their bucket and then pauses and goes, hey, hello.
Hey, are you by any chance Jacqueline?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, well, very nice to meet you. My name is Darcy.
Hey, Darcy.
We have matching buckets. Isn't that cute?
I know that bucket.
Oh, do you?
Why do you have Jill's bucket?
Uh-oh, this was a bad introduction. Egerton, you want to come here for a minute?
Hi, I'm Egerton.
This is Egerton. Isn't he cute? He's a fairy.
You haven't answered my question. Where's Jill? Why do you have Jill's bucket?
Oh, you didn't tell Jacqueline yet?
Not yet.
Tell me what?
I don't know.
Oh, so I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Oh, boy.
Which would you prefer to hear first?
I want you to show me Jill right now.
Well, we'll start with the good news. This bucket is in magnificent condition. It may have a little bit of the shattering on it.
Jacqueline swings their bucket at Egerton, charging at your head. What do you do?
I duck.
Okay, roll Defy Danger, Dex.
Defy Danger, Dex. That's an 8 with a 0 bonus for an 8.
And that is a partial success. Read to me what happens on a Defy Danger partial success.
On a 7 to 9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The GM will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice.
So would you like to go tumbling down the hill and break your crown? Or would you like to be hit by the bucket?
Well, I don't have a crown, so I'm going to go with the bucket, I think.
Okay, you're going to hit by the bucket? Okay, so you take, can you roll for me a 1d4?
4.
You take 4 hit points damage. So Jacqueline swings through, clocks Egerton solid, and sends him sprawling backwards into the road. And spins and looks at you.
Wait, we didn't hurt Jill. We didn't hurt Jill. Please, wait. I can tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened to Jill.
Okay.
Okay, so we met Jill coming up the hill.
Yes.
To fetch a pail of water. Anyway, that's not the important part. The important part is that when we got to the top of the hill, Jill was possessed. And her eyes went dark, and this evil presence was talking to us. And then they told us to take the bucket, and then Jill just disappeared. It's the truth, I swear.
That's insane.
No, it's happened to us before.
But where's Jill?
I don't know. She's just gone.
Why do you have her bucket?
Well, it was just left on the hilltop. I thought I should take it.
It's so crazy. I don't know why, but I believe you. I need to find Jill. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry I hit your friend. I need to find Jill.
Ow!
Okay, I go over to help Egerton up. Can you stand, Egerton?
I want her bucket.
You want
Jill's bucket?
Well, that's kind of our bucket now.
Ah! What do you do? Charging, swinging the bucket.
I scream.
You take a bucket to the head. Roll d4.
3.
You take another hit point. So Egerton goes flying backwards. You hear a resounding. And Egerton goes flying backwards into the grass.
Wait. Stop. What, can I ask
you? I know how to use this bucket.
I know. Clearly you do. Can I ask you a question?
After you give me Jill's bucket?
Why do you need Jill's bucket?
Because it's Jill's bucket.
Okay. I have something to tell you. And I'm sorry if this is going to sound really weird, but this bucket is really important to us. And let me tell you why. We're trying to stop the end of the world.
No! Ah! What do you do?
I duck.
Okay, roll the five danger.
And what do I do? Dex?
2d6. Yeah, plus dex. So 2d6.
That's so long.
Or plus strength, whichever's better. Dex. Your main sheet.
Oh, yeah, my dex is better. All right.
Plus one.
I roll a 3 plus
roll
1
d4.
Is a 4.
Roll d4.
It's a 1.
So you take 1. So you basically glances off of your shoulder, but Jacqueline does not look happy and is looking like they're going to swing again.
Okay, Darcy, I'm coming to rescue you. Ready? Bazooka!
No, that's not going to work, Egerton.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't
Wait.
Wait, no, wait. What?
So I cast Hold Person.
Okay.
Which is a... So how do we cast spells again? Roll Wiz.
So roll 2d6 plus your wisdom to cast the spell.
It's a 7 plus 2 is a 9. So on a 10 plus, the spell is successfully cast. On a 7 to 9, the spell is cast, but choose one. I draw unwelcome attention or put myself in a spot. Your casting distances you from your deity. Take -1 ongoing to cast a spell. And after it is cast, the spell is revoked by your deity. So I think, unless...
You can keep the spell if you take one of the other things. Draw unwelcome attention or take a -1. So you decide if you want to keep the spell so you can use it again.
No, I'll...
You'll let it go?
I'll let it go.
Okay. So you cast Hold Person.
So, yeah, here, sorry, here you go. You can read it there.
Yeah. So... Until you leave their presence, they cannot act except to speak. Cool. Okay, and so what happens? What do we see?
So Darcy gets up and throws out her hands towards Jacqueline, and Jacqueline suddenly just freezes on the spot, the pail in midair coming through on a swing, and they look a bit shocked, but they cannot move, and they're stock still.
Huh. What have you done?
Okay, I'm so sorry I had to do that, Jacqueline. This really has nothing about you, and we have nothing against you or Jill, but we are trying to save the world, and we really need this bucket.
No, please, I'm sorry. I just... Jill is everything to me. And I've never told her. I need to tell her. You have to help me find Jill. I'm sorry, I won't attack you again. Please.
How can I be sure of that? 'Cause...
I swear on my father.
My friend is looking really woozy. You've hit him twice in the head now.
I'm good. Put me in the play.
Look, can you take my bucket and give me Jill's bucket?
I don't know, can we?
Look at all the candle lights they put up to let people know that I'm performing
tonight. Okay, I think I have to make that decision. No, I don't think I can. I think I need this bucket. But
I'm the one that goes to get the water. She never gets the water.
You mean you always get the water?
Yes. She always waits for me, and I go up the hill.
All right. We'll take your bucket.
Thank you.
And we'll help you find Jill.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to let you go now.
Okay.
And if you try anything...
Well, this is really weird.
There might be a big, scary creature who appears here, so you better just stay calm.
I've been trying to lose weight, and those kinds of words
I'm not talking about you, Egerton.
Sorry.
It's fine. Now, it's you should eat a fairy cake.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What's a fairy cake?
Oh, it's you really want to have one with me?
Okay, let me do the talking, Egerton.
Okay.
So I throw my hands again towards Jacqueline, and they can suddenly move.
Thank you.
Jacqueline
You're welcome.
Sets their bucket down at your feet.
And I pass Jill's bucket to Jacqueline.
They cradle it.
Okay, so I'm going to have a fairy cake now. I've got a classic purple swirly here.
Roll for fairy cakes.
Rolling for fairy cakes.
Too long since we've heard that. What is it?
That's a 5 with bonuses.
It doesn't taste right.
Is this one of the poison ones?
Do you make poison ones?
Well, only sometimes, just in case someone tries to sneak into my cache.
Egerton, you should have separate pouches then for the... Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's okay. Everything's going to be a...
You use the bucket. Use the bucket.
It's a good thing we found this.
Use the bucket.
Okay. It's okay. No, I think the worst of it is...
I'll go get some water.
Water would be very nice. I'll never do it again. I'm just as big as...
Here, I brought some water.
Thank you.
Can I pour this
Jacqueline.
Into something that you can drink
I'll
from?
I'll just drink it.
You're not drinking from this.
You're not putting those lips on Jill's bucket.
Okay, I'll scoop out of your bucket.
No, you're not putting that hand in Jill's bucket.
Oh, no, I didn't peel. Okay, that one's not good now either.
Does anybody have a flask?
Darcy, do you have a canteen in your bag?
Yes, I do. Here. And I pull it out and I dip it into the... Okay. Bucket and I bring it over to Egerton.
Okay.
Okay. No more poison fairy cakes.
Okay, I'll try and remember that.
Why are you eating poison? Why do you have poison?
He thinks through things in a strange manner. We don't like to ask questions a lot. These things just happen.
Can someone please? Can we step over here? Can you just go over what happened again and what can we do to find Jill?
Yeah. Let's go over here. Okay, so I don't know what happened to Jill. She disappeared. Is there somewhere in this world? Because, of course, it's my world, too. Why would it be a strange world? This place that we're in that has recently seen some dark times or having trouble anywhere that used to be light and unicorns and rainbows and now isn't.
There's unicorns?
Well, it's just a metaphor, really.
That would be cool.
Like your village, Wayward, is that what it's called? Is everything okay there?
I don't really fit in and I'm not really supposed to be seeing Jill, but that's always...
That's not really what I'm sorry about that. And I hope you and Jill live happily ever after once we find her. But I just mean like something dark going on, like any creepy people around anywhere.
Well, that's a little weird.
Yeah, but he's with me, so.
Oh,
No, I haven't heard anything. It's like, you know that feeling where you're just doing everything again?
Really? You mean like things were rebooted?
I don't know what that means, but yeah, like I've done this before and it's... But not always. Like, this seems new, but some things are just like the same.
Yeah, I could see that. Just give me...
They should have a word for that.
Deja vu?
No, like a good word for that.
If you just wait here, I have to talk to my friend.
Okay.
If he could talk. Just hold on for a minute.
I'm going to inspect this bucket.
We also have to clean out our bucket, so.
Yeah.
Egerton!
Yeah,
there's a well at the top.
Are you feeling better?
But be careful, it's slippery.
Thank you.
I'm feeling much better now, thank you. I think I got it all out of my... Oh! Okay, that was the last of it. I can see the fairy cake in there.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Okay, I hope this doesn't lower the value of this artifact. We're going to have to clean it out really well.
I'm pretty sure that you gave the artifact to Jacqueline.
No, listen. I don't think I messed this up because, remember, the weird possessive person said that they were waiting for the bucket. And if that's the bucket that was supposed to get the water, which is Jacqueline's, not Jill's, then I actually think we have the right bucket. So we did swappy swap swap, and I think that's the right thing in the end. Oh, my gosh, I'm sounding like you.
Yes, you're finally starting to make sense.
Oh,
now,
no.
If only we had some way to test if this bucket had the shatter. Well, it has some stuff in it, but if it also had the shattering in it.
Yes, that's brilliant, Generalissimo. Here, use your detector.
It's Egerton, not Lissimo.
Okay, sorry about that. Use your detector.
Oh, yeah.
Setting.
Yeah, my iced tea, which we're not allowed to drink, apparently. Okay, so I'm going to turn it to this little circly detect setting.
And it glows green, meaning there is no shattering left in this world.
There's no shattering left in the world at all. That's so what's the...
Oh,
but the
no.
bucket could still be the artifact, even if it doesn't have shattering.
Can it be? Is Jill the artifact we needed?
Maybe. If only Moira had taken time to really explain how some of this exposure... If only
you
Moira...
have been hit on the head multiple times. It's okay. It's okay. I know what you're saying, Egerton. I know what you're saying. Moira's chapping my ass, but I have to tell you. But listen, you might be right. We might have the wrong artifact. So I told Jacqueline we'll help them find Jill. And that's what I think we have to do. But the thing is, I don't know if Jill is on this world anymore.
Okay, no, that's definitely the end. That's the end of it. Okay, so what if we... Wait, well, why don't we ask Moira? She might know.
First of all...
Yes, it's very smelly. I'm sorry.
First of all, since you gave yourself a poison fairy cake, I think I better help you with your wounds there. So I reach out and I touch him and I use Cure Light Wounds.
Roll for spell.
Which is...
Oh, no,
it's a rote. Yeah, cool. It's a rote. So you get to roll 1d8 and heal yourself of 1d8 damage.
Do you get a plus on Wiz, I think? Or no?
Not. No, okay. I don't think so.
Cool, so
don't
roll
1d8. A 1.
1d8. 5.
You get 5 hit points back. It's really good.
Okay.
So what do we see? What happens? Do we see anything?
Yeah. When I touch Egerton, there's a faint glow that encompasses him. And he looks all sort of glowy and tinkly.
Oh, I feel much better now. It's like all of the poison has left my system. But that bucket full of, you know, the smell is big. It's kind of too.
No.
I've never been good around. You know,
Egerton. Egerton.
Just take the bucket. Take the bucket.
So I run up to the top of the hill and I douse the bucket into the well and I clean it out as best I can.
Did you put all the puke in the well?
I did what I had to do, Egerton. And I run back down the hill with the bucket. And,
roll Defy Danger. It's slippery and you're running.
Oh, come on. So that is
2d6.
Plus dex, I guess?
Yep.
That is a 9. But I still think that's a partial fail.
So
I stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
So basically Darcy comes down, starts to slip, starts to fall. The bucket goes flying out of Darcy's hands she tumbles head over heels. Lands next to you all.
Oh.
And her head, her crown, strikes a root. 4. Oh. 1d4 damage.
3
hit points damage.
So the crown was a metaphor.
Actually, it's a normal term for your head. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Ouch, that hurt.
Jacqueline kneels down beside you. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I think I'm just a little shaken up.
I've done it many times. Here, I'll go refill that for you.
Oh, don't really need it refilled.
Jacqueline goes back up the hill to get water.
I just want an empty bucket.
Oh, did Jacqueline leave the first bucket?
I don't know which
bucket. Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn on my thing quick and test that bucket. Click.
There is no shattering in this world. It is green.
I don't think either bucket has the shattering.
What we need to do is ask Moira what to do in this situation.
We have to find Jill. That's what we have to do. She's the artifact.
I know, because the shattering, who I take to be very honest, said that the bucket was the artifact.
I'm sorry. You take the shattering to be very honest?
Well, you know, we had a very good conversation, and I feel like when you really sit down and you try and work things out, you have to start somewhere. So
it's the shattering.
Yes, and there's no illusion about
it. It talks like this. Hello, I am the shattering. I am here to be your friend. That doesn't sound very unevil to me.
That is exactly how you sound in the morning.
Well, that's fair. I give you that. That's very true.
Okay,
but then I become less evil throughout the day.
Okay, so I'm gonna call Moira real quick while Jacqueline's, you know, getting water from the puke well.
I'm right here. Oh,
you didn't scare me. You're very quick, aren't you? Yeah, it's you're Jacqueline of the Hill, I guess we could say. Is that what you're called? No,
I'm from Wayward.
You're Wayward.
Hey, Egerton, why don't you go over by that tree over there and do your business?
I am going to go urinate against this tree.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Maybe talk to myself. And sometimes my pee sounds like a woman talking back to me, so
okay,
don't be alarmed.
Too much information. Thanks, Egerton.
It happened to me as a child.
Yes.
Remember,
many times on the head with your bucket.
Would you like the bucket of water?
Oh, thank you. I will take that. In fact, I can carry both buckets if you like.
That's okay.
Okay, you take that bucket. So, where do you think we should start looking for Jill?
You guys aren't from here, are you?
What gave that away?
The glowing bracelets, the glowing when you touched him. I'm not stupid.
We're not from here.
I know. I'll do anything to help find Jill.
Here's the problem. I don't think Jill's any longer from here either.
Okay.
I think she's somewhere else.
Then I'll go with you.
Really? It could be dangerous.
I will do anything to find Jill.
You are really handy with that bucket.
I'm really good with bucket.
Yeah, we could use some people who are good in battle. We're not so good.
I got that.
Cut to shaking off in the trees. Egerton turns the switch on his medallion to comms. Moira, are you in there? Moira, where are you? This is why I wanted Anka, because she always answered the medallion, even when I was in the cage outside the castle.
Knight 14735. Oh. Proceed with message.
Hi, it's Egerton from the adventuring party. You know, from the end of
your
time.
Your message has been delivered.
No, that
Thank
wasn't
you.
The message. Okay, I gotta start over. Okay, I'm gonna try again. Click. Moira, are you there? Moira?
This is Knight 14735. Proceed with message.
Okay, Moira, so we came across the shattering. The shattering was in this person. The person then got disappeared but left the bucket.
Your message has been delivered to Moira.
Okay, I'm gonna do one more. I can get it out in one go. I am known for my brevity. Okay, so, click. Hello, Knight?
This is Knight 14735.
Okay, I'm ready this time.
The message machine is full.
Oh,
please
no.
Call back later.
Oh. Always happens to me. Well, at least it's not like those new-finangled medallions who don't even set up their voicemail, Knights. Anyway.
Egerton, how's the, urinating going?
I'm having a problem with the stream. Could you come help?
Nope. Why don't you just come out here and tell me what the problem is?
because it's a Moira kind of problem, and I feel that it would be best served if you came over here and helped with the Moira stream of urine.
I'm sorry, Jacqueline. This is going to seem strange to you. It's just how we do this on our world. I'll be right back. Just one second.
Please don't leave me here.
I'm not leaving you. I'm just going over to that shrub over there.
Please, promise me.
Okay, I won't leave you.
Okay.
It's all fine.
I'll wait here.
Okay. So I walk over to the bush. What's wrong?
So I called and I tried to leave a message, but the knight didn't give me enough time. So I tried a couple more times and then it ran out of space on the message machine.
What knight?
The knight that answered, 11747 or something.
She has the knights answering her communication devices now?
Apparently, and, you know, I thought they were kind of friendly. It was a little on the rude side, but, you know, I would be too if I had to carry all that plate mail around all day.
So what you're saying is you did not get in contact with her?
No, I thought we could try your medallion in case maybe mine was rerouted somehow.
You just said all the space was used up. My medallion isn't going to make any difference.
Well, maybe your medallion goes to a different knight.
Hmm. Yeah, but I still think all the space would be used up.
So maybe we could try your medallion and just see what happens.
Fine. Here, take my medallion. Oh, you try it.
Excellent. Okay, I'll turn it on. Hello? Hello, Moira?
This is Knight 14735. Please leave a message.
Okay. Shattering here. Took Jill. We need Jill back. We have a bucket. I don't know what to do with it. What's the artifact? Call us back. Bye. Love you.
Your message has been delivered. Please say 1 if you want to see other delivery options.
Oh, 1.
Why
would
you say 1?
Your message has been deleted.
No! Oh, okay, we gotta try again. Start over. Cut to 45 minutes later. Maya, shattering, Jill, gone, buckets, call us!
Your message has been delivered. Please say 1 if you want more delivery options.
No.
Good, just give it back to me. Give it back to me now.
Okay, here you go.
All right, fine. Your idea worked. I owe you an apology, Egerton. Sometimes you have good ideas.
That wasn't an apology.
I'm sorry that I doubted your good idea.
Thank you, Darcy.
You're welcome.
Okay, so...
P.S.
Yes?
We're now taking Jacqueline with us on all of our travelings. Okay, let's go.
Maybe she can hang out with Scribbles.
Maybe they would like to do that. I don't know. I guess now we just wait until we hear back from Moira because I don't even know how to get out of this place now.
Well, we can just turn the dial and push the button.
Your medallions begin to chime.
Ooh. It's chiming. Okay. I'm going to answer mine first. Hello, this is Egerton.
Is Darcy there?
Yes.
May I speak with her?
Well, she's right next to me. She can hear you.
Darcy?
Hello.
Why do I have 175 messages?
Oh, that's actually my...
Darcy?
Well, I am traveling with Egerton, Moira. I think you can put 2 and 2 together. That makes 193 or whatever you just said.
Okay. Is there shattering in your world?
No, actually, it's all gone.
Do you have an artifact?
Okay, so we have 2 artifacts?
Perfect.
Wait. There's no shattering on any of them, so I'm sorry. I'm a little fuzzy on this. Does that mean they're good artifacts or not?
Okay, if they're shattering, you're not supposed to bring anything back. It's been very clear. If there's no shattering, you bring back an artifact.
Oh, so wait. We might be fine. I think we have the right artifact.
Okay, so we could take pretty much anything and be like, hey, it's an artifact.
It has to
look,
be
I found a blade of grass that
pertinent
Jill stepped on
well,
okay,
before
you
she
have
disappeared.
To.
I don't care what you
and
bring back.
This is going to be the artifact that we bring back and put in the artifact museum because nobody
Egerton
seems to...
What, Egerton.
What, yeah.
Let's listen for a minute. Let's use our
listening
skills.
I was listening.
Okay. Moira, we have 2 buckets. Does it matter which one we bring back?
Your medallions are not operating. They are dead.
Ugh, because we didn't recharge them.
Okay, I'm putting mine back to recharge.
I'm putting mine on recharge.
I think we should take the bucket and take it to Celine and trade an artifact from a Storyverse for Blatt.
No, we're not doing that, Egerton.
But then we'd have Blatt back.
I want to get Blatt back too, but I think there's another way. And also, we have to help this Jacqueline person find Jill.
Well, we can do that too, but I'd like to hear your other way.
We pull out, seeing Darcy and Egerton continue to go back and forth while sitting on a stump nearby. Jacqueline watches, looking from one to the other. We pull back until they are but dots. We cut to a small hut in a swamp. The roof of the hut has been ripped open, and a darkness that is darker than the night flows down from the sky and fills this hut as a little old lady cackles in the corner. And in the center of this darkness is a cauldron bubbling, and in it is blood.
I've tried being good. Let's get rid of Celine another way.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with Carter Siddle as Blatt, Marisa King as Darcy, and Michael Howie as Egerton. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Good morning, William Shakespeare!
That's exactly how it went.
That's the title of a sex tape.
No!
No, that's, is this a dagger I see before me? Oh. Bam! Oh. Oh.
Name of my Shakespearean sex tape.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.